This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, I'm John North. Each weekday morning, I start the day with you by taking some time with God together. God wants to be totally involved in your life today. As you begin this day, begin it by turning your heart, your mind to God and saying, Lord, lead me today. Speak to me as I look at your word, and walk with me throughout my day. I don't want my day to be just a schedule. I want it to be a walk with you. We're looking at some verses in Proverbs this week, and today we come to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, even as a father reproves the son in whom he delights. This book was written by a father to his son, a father who was extremely wise, who knew how to order his life with God in first place, and who understood the way life works, the way to interact with people and in business. And he writes this book to guide his son into the wise way of living life. You can hear his love for his son even as he writes this passage. Don't reject the discipline of the Lord when God disciplines you or reproves you, because whom the Lord loves, he reproves, just like a father reproves the son in whom he delights. And you can just imagine that the son, as he read this, smiled as he thought about his father disciplining him or reproving him. And he knew his father loved him. In the same way, when God disciplines you, when God puts you through some tough tests in your life, don't resent God for it. Recognize that God is trying to teach you something. Always look for the spiritual lesson that you can learn from every situation. Is God trying to teach you to trust him more? Is God trying to work on some area of your life that you struggle with? Is God trying to develop you in some way? What is it that God is trying to do in your life? That's what you should ask in every situation. Always think about what God is trying to teach you. Because one thing you can be certain of, nothing happens in your life that escapes the purpose of God. When you face difficult times, say, Lord, how do you want to use me in this situation? Lord, are you teaching me to trust you more? Do you want me to learn a deeper level of prayer? Do you want to walk with me through the difficult days so that I can walk with other people through their difficult days? You see, when you have this attitude towards life, that starts with the belief, God loves me. I'm his precious child. Then you interpret every situation in your life from that basis. I know God loves me, so what is he trying to work in my life through this situation? How can I grow from it? How can I learn from it? How can I walk more closely with God through this? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.